podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Dear gas prices, go take a hike. Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. The Toyota hybrid lineup brings efficiency with power and savings with style. Not to mention top tech to help keep you connected. Plush premium interiors and the most advanced Toyota safety features. So, now you know who you're talking to. Toyota, the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. With a hybrid or electric vehicle built for every driver. Seriously, dear gas prices, do you really think you could stand in our way? Think again. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
Welcome to the Blue Room podcast on what has been a disappointing and quite honestly a embarrassing defeat for Everton. 2-0 away to Southampton. Joining me on the Blue Room after match reaction is Les Roberts and Dave Downey. Lads, that's really bad, isn't it? Les, start us off. What do you think, mate? I mean, that's one of the worst, isn't it?
Can I just say one before he starts? That's the best intro we've ever had on this, by the way, mate. You perform better than any Everton player today with that 30-second intro to this, honestly.
Absolutely.
Drinking, I've been practicing it.
Are you well lubricated, mate? Are you well lubricated there?
Yeah, go on. Let's talk about serious matters, Les.
I will get into
what's going on there.
The nuts and bolts of it. I think Frank Lampard today got a harsh lesson in the fact that this team can't string two performances together back to back. It's easy to say in hindsight, but before the game, I didn't think Alex Iwobi could put two performances together. I didn't think John Joe Kenny could at left back. I thought that was going to be a bit of a stretch, and I can't prove that way. And again, even down to Allen and Van de Beek in midfield, even them to try and put two good performances in 2 weeks together was just too much. And right through the team, they just couldn't find another Everton player. We started off well in both halves. And then it just faded really quickly, and Southampton got a grip of it, and you know they were clearly the better side, and they deserved to win. It's just disappointing that we can't do it away from home yet again, and we can't string two performances together back to back. Now, the only positive that can come out of this is that Frank Lampard's seen that now, because this is the problem we've had for years. We've had different managers coming in, seeing this set of players, thinking, okay, right, let's see what you can do. And we have this little bedding in period where they give the same players the same amount of chance, clean slate, all this. You've heard it all with Alex Iwobi in the week and John Joe Kenny. And they give them this little run of games. Now, we've not really got the luxury of a massive run of games now, so we've got to make big decisions quickly. And I think, again, with hindsight, maybe putting three in the midfield would have been better. I mean, Andre Gomes was absolutely awful when he came on. And Allen looked like a certain red card as soon as he got that first yellow. So I did agree with him coming off at half time. The only option we had was Gomes, to be fair. It's like you kind of look at that in hindsight and think, well, maybe if we had to put the three in midfield, it maybe would have been a bit better. I don't know. It just looks so disjointed again and so full of an away performance from this team. It was very, very disappointing.
It was. And Dave, you know, I thought we did okay first 45 minutes. I thought we were in the game. I thought it was a scrappy first 45 minutes, but we didn't look out of place. But it just, you know, that Alan Buchan killed us, hasn't it? Because we've had to make a substitute second half and Gomes just wasn't on it, Dave, at all, was he?
No, that's absolutely right. I think, just to start with what Les said there about That first 10-15, I actually thought we were good enough and probably should have went 1-0 in front. I think Richarlison has a decent chance. When he gets the ball fed into him, he's about 8 yards out. And if his first touch is slightly better, he literally just needs to toe bang it into the bottom corner. And then we go 1-0 up. I was looking at that. And then, yeah, I mean, we should have had a penalty as well. Look, it's hard to argue about, like, you know, we should have had a penalty and that changes the game completely, because when you've had the rest of the game where you've played so poorly, it's hard to say that that's a relative excuse. And why things went on to happen the way in which we played. But I thought so many of them were at sixes and sevens from the start. And, you know, like you say, first half, I thought, yeah, pretty even game, really. I thought that they looked like they should have scored. You know, ultimately, we've ended the match where we haven't had a shot on target in the entire game, which is appalling. You shouldn't be in the Premier League if you do that, let alone, you know, have a bad afternoon down at St. Mary's. I also felt Gordon was struggling to get into it as well. I don't know whether he looked like he needs a bit of a rest. Richarlison, Calvert-Lewin didn't even look. If you told me Calvert-Lewin was in the game, having watched 90 minutes, I wouldn't have thought it was him, because he was just anonymous. There were so many different players that were anonymous in that. That's the big concern for me, is that you go back to last week at home against Leeds, which was a completely different game, completely different team, completely different 11. You know, you wouldn't know that it was those players that played against... It played at St. Mary's, you know. And then to look at which the way it started playing out at the start of the second half. And I've seen people already, and of course you'll see this all the time at your football club, if you get a result like that and play like that. But Lampard's getting a couple of belts, as I've seen, saying about his substitutions. The Alan one was needed. He needed to get off the pitch. Let's start with that before the fact he put Gomez on. Is a different matter. I'm thinking maybe can you put Van der Beek in that position that Alan played? I know it's not his game naturally, but the lad's a quality player. I think he knows how to play that position. Alan, I mean, to me, mate, I don't know, either of you, well, you have both watched what happened at Newcastle last week. That performance was a carbon copy of that for me. When I watched these lads, Alan just couldn't find a pass to any of ours. When they're running at us, I mean, I'm looking at the defence and I'm thinking, you know, if you're not playing well, if you've got, what, say, the front half a dozen players in front of the back four or five that aren't playing well, I can't look at our team or ever tell anybody or ever hope that we have a defence that's going to keep a clean sheet and able to get us out of it with a nil-nil if the rest of them are playing crap. Because that keen ball into Gomez when they scored, I mean, I've seen people blaming Pickford for it. I mean, I'm not too sure if you can blame Pickford for that goal.
I think Pickford could have done a little bit better, but
I think when he knows it's going,
give him a free shot in the area. And
spot on. But you can also see that, like, that's where his aim is going. I think it's pretty obvious that he's going to hit it that way. And that's why I think, like, I mean, it goes very much in the bottom corner. But you criticising him after initially the pass from Keane into a lad that's being piled upon by their midfield, then a lad who just simply isn't good enough as a footballer anymore in Andre Gomez, who just, I've no idea what goes on with the lad, to be honest with you, because you think back to that Brentford game for Lampard, Gomez looked fine. He looked absolutely fine. He looked much more like the player that we first got in. But this has happened far too many times when he plays for us that he can even be considered for a lad who starts or comes on. If he's got a future at Everton, you know, he's got to firstly show what's going on in the training with Lampard and actually show him what he can do. And then secondly, you know, he's got to be able to up his game when he gets a chance, because he shouldn't be anywhere near our 11 and we're in trouble enough as it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just going to ask then, Dave. I mean, just on Gomez, the sub probably had to be made in terms of Alan off, because, you know, he was on that book and within 13 minutes of the start of the game, and he had another challenge quite early on within like the 21st, 22nd minute, where you go, actually, you know, if he hadn't had the book and he probably would have got another book, but the referee sort of was quite lenient on him and we could have had to send him off on another day. So we brought Gomez on with the hope of looking to keep after the ball. But when we're looking at Gomez and saying, that's your job, keep hold of the ball, keep possession, link with Van der Beek and try and get us playing in an attacking sense going forward. And then, you know, their first goal comes from the fact that Gomez has been, let's be honest, brutally honest, woeful in giving the ball away. And then we've got no confidence coming back from that. So is this the end of the line for Gomez? I mean, I'm just starting to think now, you know, that he's never going to recover from this injury. And is this a time now for us to recognise? And you know, Les, you've commented on the start there saying that this is maybe a good opportunity for Lampard to see that this is the team he's got and who is and who isn't good enough for this team. And, you know, Lampard's maybe seen there that, you know, Gomez isn't going to be someone who's going to give you five or six games in a row whereby we can consistently rely on him, because that performance there, I mean, I'm still seeing them. That performance, that was shocking, Les.
I think this goes right across the whole team. You know, I think certain players you can pick at home and they'll do well. Like Gomez did that in the Brentford game. I don't think he's ever been that bad as he is away. I don't think he's ever that bad at home. He's never been brilliant. He was good at Brentford, but I don't think he's as bad at home as he is away. And, you know, this can come down to the character of the players. Again, I'm not sure what it is, but they are very Jekyll and Hyde, home and away. And it's been like this for ages, hasn't it? You know, that season in lockdown aside, the home form and the away form has been like night and day for about four years at least now. But I think within this squad, you have some players you can pretty much sort of rely on each game, but some you really can't just throw them in away from home. Andre Gomez definitely falls into that category. I think Alan's kind of fallen into that category as well. So again, to kind of go back to that point about the three in midfield today, I do think it was a bit of a stretch trying to get the same performance out of the same team away to a team in form like Southampton, who, you know, they're a functional side, aren't they? Let's face it. There's nothing special about them. They are just a very functional football team. But that's all it takes to beat Everton at the minute. So it's kind of, I have to learn really quickly that you need to change it for different games. And I hate the fact that you've got to think about the opposition, especially when you're going somewhere, you know, not special like Southampton. You kind of think if you're going away to Chelsea or Liverpool or something like that, then you maybe have to tweak your tactics to think about the opposition. But this team hasn't got a way of playing. This team hasn't got a settled system that they are all happy with. So he's going to have to pick his team game by game. And I just hope from this today, you can see the players who you can maybe rely on. In midfield, though, I don't know who he relies on, because Alan was terrible today. Van de Beek was off it, I think. Gomez was terrible. It's kind of like, well, who are you going to stick in there for these away games? And the only conclusion that can come after this is we're just going to have to win our home games. I mean, it's City at home next. So I'd take my arm off for a point against City now. But we have got some winnable home games. We've got Newcastle, we've got Wolves, we've got Brentford. Hopefully it won't come to Brentford. But, you know, we have got them at home. So I do think it's going to be a case of we're going to have to do it at home, because I can't see this team doing it away from home.
Do you know what? I'm just sitting here. I should point out at this point that I'm currently sitting in the Matt Letizia lounge at St. Mary's Stadium. I am with Inclusive Bar, so I'm currently on the red wine. So I should just point that out first.
Warren, did you have
I've also got the chief executive next door to me from Southampton.
Warren, just a question there. To get in a Matt Letizia stand, did you have to show a COVID pass?
I just walked up and said, let me in. And he says, yeah, fair play. But I'm just...
I know he's a scout, so we wouldn't let him in.
There's the CEO saying he wouldn't let me in. I knew I was an Everton fan. But I'm just looking at the screen here. I've got Sokosati on in front of me. And I'm looking at the results coming through. And I've seen Watford winning. I've seen Burnley winning. And it puts us right in the mire again, doesn't it? I mean, Dave, you know, going forward, Les has just said there about we've got to win our home games somehow. We've got to get these points on the board. I think probably 9 points keeps us safe, guaranteed. I don't think 32. I think 32 points keeps any team safe. I think 35 guarantees you, as opposed to the magic 40-point mark that everyone's saying. But do you see a position where Everton can go forward and take on and get these wins that we need? Because let's face it, we can't go every week, you know, one win, one loss, one win, one loss. We've got to see some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. Can you see it, Dave? Can we get out of this and can we progress forward?
Well, I mean, where I'm looking at this fixture list now, and I'm terrible for doing this because I sit in mine, like, honestly, several hours a day just looking at who we've got coming up and have a look at how they're doing and all that. But I'm looking at these fixtures now. You know, we've got the City game at home. Let's be fair, and I don't want people kicking off on me when I say this, but most teams are likely to lose a home to Manchester City if you're not in the top four, right?
Yeah.
Let's sort of safely assume that. Could be a miracle, could be a belter, could be something like we did against Leeds. You know, the way in which all the fans reacted against Leeds. That's what we'll need against City. And obviously we'll go over all that stuff as that week approaches, as that game next Saturday approaches. Then we've got, I mean, it's sort of funny, isn't it? Then we've got Bournemouth at home in the FA Cup on the Thursday. I'd feel a load of 12-year-olds if I was Frank Lampard, if I'm honest. Because after that, it Spurs away. So I'm looking at them next two in the Premier League. Man City home, Spurs away. I mean, if you look at the results today as well, I don't know if you lads have seen the league table yet, but, you know, Watford won away at Aston Villa. That's a disastrous result for us. Norwich very nearly got a result. He went 1-0 up at Anfield. Thankfully, our mates across the park got 3 points then.
I still want them to get beat today. I still want Norwich to win.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'll admit that now. It was silly. It's silly, and it's like shooting yourself in the foot, but I can't help it. I'm just conditioned.
Well, yeah, but I tell you
just quickly on the fixtures.
Go on.
Just quickly on the fixtures. Leicester and Villa are like 5 points ahead of us. So that result for Villa today is a shocker. They're not doing well. Unfortunately, they've taken 6 points from us this season.
Just on that.
Of our season. But it's very... What's that?
Sorry, Les. I was just going to say, just on that, I've seen a few Villa fans out and about who were saying, you know, their honeymoon period is firmly over. We haven't exactly had our honeymoon period because we're one win, one loss. So maybe we're sort of in a state of purgatory with Everton.
Eternal purgatory, mate.
Yeah, well, we've been there for the last 25 years, haven't we? But is it a situation now where you're looking at the likes of Brentford, you're looking at the likes of Villa, you're looking at the likes of Brighton, who could be dragged into this as well?
No,
I think
that result today for Southampton, I think that's pretty much saw them right, because they're on 32 now. But I think anyone from Leicester down is fair game, to be honest. I mean, I don't think Leicester will be anywhere near it, but they're on 27 points. I don't think Villa will be, but you know, they're in a bit of free fall themselves.
It's very
bunched up there.
I disagree with you, lads, to be honest.
The worrying thing for me is, Dave, is that, you know, we can look at these teams like Villa and like Leicester, who are in a bit of a free fall in terms of their personal form, but they're never going to be dragged into a relegation battle. We are firmly in a relegation battle. But I think what I'm asking is, can we get a few results where we can get forward and get ahead of them teams because of the predicament they're in? I mean, I on the basis of today, I can't see it.
Well, I think, you know, looking at this league table now, Norwich have come back bottom. They're on 17 points. We're 5 points above the bottom of the Premier League. I mean, that is an eye-opener for anybody who thinks that we're out of this. Norwich bottom, 17. 19th is Burnley with 17 points. Above them, Watford, one away at Villa. They're on 18 points. So 18th place, the first relegation spot, is on 18 points. They're only 4 points behind us. In between Everton, Watford and Newcastle, who got a point away at West Ham, which is a good result for them. We're ahead of them on goal difference. The only way I'm looking at it, just to answer your question about the teams above us, Leicester, Villa, they're going to be absolutely fine. They're going to need a couple of wins out of the last 13, 14 games they've got. I don't think that's going to be an issue for them. I don't think Palace is either. They were unlucky. I think Chelsea won in the last kick of the game today at Palace. I think what you're looking at is 14th place in downwards. That's Brentford, who have now played 26. We have 3 games in hand.
Yeah, Brentford are right, isn't it?
Of Brentford, and we're only 2 points behind them. Then you've got Leeds above us, who I thought Leeds were stunk the place out against us, even though we played very well. They're above us by a point. We played the same amount of games with 23. They've got Liverpool away in midweek as well on that one. So, you know, you're looking at probably we're going to have a game in hand on them as well. I think, you know, the fact that the only team that we've played more games than is Burnley. If Burnley go and win their game in hand, they go to 2 points behind us because they've had a couple of good results. So that table is a disaster, but that is something we've constantly got to keep in our minds, you know, when you're looking at fixtures. Because, you know, when you lose matches, if everyone around you loses matches, you can sort of look at it and think, well, we sort of got away with that there. But if you look today, Watford's winning, Burnley winning, they're big results for both of those clubs who are putting themselves and are getting quite closer to us in that relegation battle. I think today, many of us, including myself, I felt really good about today, given how good we were against Leeds. But so many of those players fell to the way they are, the way we've seen so often at Everton in the last, well, at least the last year, really, if you look at it. Just lads that just turn to type. And there's just, there's nothing in between being absolutely dreadful and putting in a decent performance. There's nothing in between those two comments for me when I look at us, when I look at us play. I don't look at us sometimes and think, you know what, we played all right there and that's worth getting a decent draw. I don't look at us that way. I look at us and think we're either decent, good, like we were against Leeds and we get 3 points, or we're absolutely abysmal. And Southampton, I mean, I think any losing that game 2-0, it must satisfy them, but I think we probably deserve to lose by more than that. But just to go back to what you said about the fixtures, yeah. So, yeah, I'll take away the FA Cup for a minute, because, I mean, the FA Cup itself, obviously, it's a completely different thing that we're all going to speak about and could get us and should get us into a quarterfinal in the FA Cup. I'd love to be able to go into that game that we're going to enjoy that, a quarterfinal against whoever it is, Everton potentially one game away from getting, well, let's go to two events, two games away from going to Wembley. I mean, you know, how amazing would that be for us? Yeah. Going to Wembley whilst we're still in a relegation battle is something that I think I can't deal with, to be honest with you, boys. But yeah, fixtures, Everton Man City Saturday. Then you've got the FA Cup game Thursday. Then the Monday night, 8 o'clock Monday night football, Spurs, Everton. The next home game, Premier League. I mean, these are the two that will define our season. They'll define it. Sunday, 13th of March, Everton v Wolves. And then, what, five days later, Everton v Newcastle. You go and win those two games. And then, you know, I'm looking at it thinking, you know, this feels a little bit more comfortable. This you'll get the feeling, I think, that we all got after the win against Leeds, where you're thinking, do you know what? We can breathe a little bit. Today's results have just completely thrown that back to how it was before we played Leeds. So, you know, if you think that there's a positive there now, yes, it's what the manager's done. People will talk honeymoon stuff and all that, like you mentioned there, Warren, about the Villa fans. But in many ways, that honeymoon needed to go as quickly as possible, because he knows now, Lampard, and he said it himself, that we should all be more than aware than we have done all season about how the predicament Everton are in right now. And then the 19th of March, those three games in March, starting the 13th, Everton Wolves, Everton Newcastle, Watford Everton.
Mm.
There's our season right there. Those three games are where our season are, lads. You go and take 7 points from that, then I'll be buzzing if we're still in the FA Cup and we're able to look at a possible trip to Wembley. But that's going firmly on the back burner as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, you know, anyone who wants a ticket to go, I think the club should be saying if any kids want to go and watch their first match at Goodison and all that, because I think us as fans, it's so going to be so difficult to enjoy that game. Because we'll have probably been defeated against Man City. I know it's the wrong thing to say, but that is the likelihood. So, you know, these are the ones, and then we've still got to figure in the bit where we've got to go to Burnley and then play Leicester at home. They're still both to be confirmed fixtures. So we're right in the mire, lads. And there's no way, you know. And I know, yeah. I get a hell of a reputation. People have always said, oh, you're miserable about Everton, Dave, you're miserable about Everton. Tell me what I've watched today that makes me too miserable. Not, you know,
Dave,
what I mean?
I think you're being very realistic. And, you know, moving on, Les, I mean, I want to go back to today's game and talk about today's game a bit. What are the positives from today? Because it wasn't a great performance. There were certain individuals there who didn't live up to the expectations and didn't perform. And I think Dave is quite, you know, quite eloquently put it there, that, you know, these fixtures in March are going to be the defining, you know, the defining thing about where Everton finished this season, them three games in March. Is there positives, Les, from today that you've seen that you can look at and you can go, we'll be all right? Because I'm looking at it today and I'm going, Angelo Gomez shouldn't be anywhere near the first team, but you get Doucouré back in that team, maybe something can happen. Calvert-Lewin's still trying to find his fitness. Richarlison's always going to be a great player on his day. I don't think we defended poorly today. It was just a case of bad decisions. So, you know, have we got something in there to take us through going into March and getting us the results that we need? Or is there a concern? I mean, what did you see from today that in terms of positives, did you see anything?
Not really, no. As I said, I thought we started the game well. And, you know, that's something we've not done. Like, under Benitez, certainly, we just sit back for the whole game. So I think starting the games on the front foot, like we did against Brentford, like we did against Leeds, like we did to get today against Southampton, that's a positive for me, because that's how you've got to start, especially at Goodison. As I said, Goodison is key this season to just salvaging the season. So when you play at Goodison, you've got to start on the front foot and everyone gets behind the team then, and that's how it works. So I think that's the only real positive for me. I thought Jordan Pickford played pretty well as well. I think he's sort of been low-key really good this season. Just the defence in front of him has been shaky. I know overall the defence wasn't too bad, but I think in the big moments, it really let us down. As Dave said before, there was more to that first goal than Andre Gomes miscontrolling it, because the pass from Michael Keane was bad. After Andre Gomes gave it away, the defence was all over the shop, and to leave a man free in the area to just pick his spot, you know, you can't do that. It's just bad defending. So, and then with the second goal, Shane Long comes on and scores with his first touch, and there's three men at the back post. Seamus Coleman makes a right arse of his jump and basically just lets Shane Long leverage him, gets up tight and gets the header in. It's like the defence today has let us down in key moments. Overall, it wasn't that bad, but it's let us down in key moments. But the whole team today looked quite dysfunctional. It looked completely... Yeah. There was three separate parts. There was the defence, there was the midfield, and there was the attack, and none of them were playing together at all. So nothing from that display has filled me with any sort of confidence. But as I said, the only thing I can think is Frank Lampard's seen that and he knows what changes he can make. The problem is I don't know what changes he can make in the midfield, because it's barren, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I've looked at that today and I've gone, a bit like you, I've gone, you know, there's not a lot of positives there, but there is stuff to work on, there is stuff to see. And I'd like to think that, you know, going forward, that the manager will see, Dave, that, you know, there is a lot of stuff that you can do there to change about. And look, let's have it right. You know, you play Leeds last week and we put in a performance we did against Leeds and it was absolutely brilliant. And, you know, everyone was on a high. Everyone was on a feel-good factor and we're going to stay up and all that. And then you come here today and I think Les has put it quite right there when he said we played against the Southampton team. We were very functional. Very set in the ways, and that's all you need to be to a point in the Premier League. And we've not had that opportunity to be like that because of the fact of the chop and change in managers, chop and change in players. So we're not at that point, but I think we probably need to knuckle down now and think, do you know what, let's get these home games in the way and let's get us over the line. Because I think we only need probably about 2 or 3 more wins out of the last however many games. We've got 16 games, whatever it is, and we're guaranteed safety. But it's worrying when you see Watford win and when you see Burnley win quite convincingly to think, hang on a minute, you know, it's not over yet. So, you know, whilst I don't think we are quite there as a functional team, we've got the ability to be a great team. Dave, can we sort of, you know, leave us with some positivity here? Can we get out of this? And you know, have we got some, you know, with the cup game, obviously we should be all right in the cup game, but league games wise, home and away, have we got something to look forward to?
I wouldn't say look forward to, mate, because at the end of the day, I think when you get to a stage that we're at in a Premier League season, where you're looking over your shoulder at potentially going down to the Championship, the more important thing, just get the points on the board and then we can start talking about watching decent 7th performer. I don't care how they play. I really don't care how they play. I don't care if they play a certain kind of shape, certain kind of midfield, a certain kind of striker, play 4-4-2, play 5-4-2, put a Christmas tree in front of Pickford and goal for all I care. As long as we're getting the points on the board, I don't really care how it happens, to be honest. The real problem that we have is home games are spot on. The home games needs to go back to That blueprint there, and I think I said this a little bit last season, the blueprint for all that sort of thing against Leeds was how we all were as fans, how we all supported our team. And it was an Everton sort of fan statement of old in many ways, I thought, when we all think back to the dark days when we've been struggling and needed to get points at Goodison. The atmosphere felt along the lines of those under the Moyes years, perhaps, when we barely had a striker, and you'd be paying Tim Cahill up front without a striker, and we'd still manage to get a 1-0 win, and they were all able to fight for each other and all that. I think the positive from last week was the the players that we've got there have got it within them. And that's the big question we've had to them all season long, particularly under Benitez. We've all looked at each other and said, are these lads, they deserve the shirt? Do these lads deserve to play for us? Will they battle for us? I think against Leeds, we can say emphatically yes on that occasion, but it's far too few of an occasion, isn't it, this season? The fact of the matter is, you've got to go and do that against Leeds. You currently right now, lads, by the way, they're getting beat 1-0 by Spurs at home. Mm. So, you know, if they're going to be coming to Goodison with the title on the line anyway, aren't they? But, you know, if they come to Goodison needing to win to basically keep it at arm's length to Liverpool, you know, you're going to get the best Man City. And do I think Everton are capable of beating Man City at home? I'm sad to say, absolutely not. I don't think we're anywhere near that. Even if we play like we did against Leeds, it's going to take something of, I don't know, a ridiculous shift in how we've done this season, even at our best. But beyond that, looking at the fixtures, Newcastle coming to Goodison, that's going to be huge. Leicester, we've still got to play as well. You know, they haven't been great this season. I'm not too sure what the future holds for Rodgers with them and all that stuff. But yeah, looking away from home, I'm looking at any of those away games thinking, nah, mate, they're not the ones we need to be doing. It, you know, if you've got them both at once, so if you look at when we've got Wolves and then we go to Spurs, if you look at them, that quick run of fixtures that we have, I'm thinking those home games who I look at the squad and think I want everybody fresh as a daisy against them, then, you know, then you can start thinking about the away games secondary to that. But I think Les is spot on. Home form is what saves us here. I think, Warren, you're right. Aside from feeling nervous, even though you've said it, I think probably three wins, maybe a couple of draws, three wins is what gets you safe this season. I don't think you're looking anywhere near 40 points will be enough. You won't need to get near 40 to stay up is what I'm saying, really. I think maybe 34, 35. You know, if you'd offered me 17th place, I'd say that all along since Benitez has gone, if you'd offered me 17th place, I would bite your hand off right now if we finished 17th.
Yeah, and you know, just to finish off, because I know we've been, you know, we're sort of not really reflected too much on today's game. So it was poor, it was bad. We sort of naturally migrate towards looking at the future. But, you know, just finishing off on it, Les, you know, we are looking at them home games in the future and we are looking at them being the ones that are going to keep us safe. I think we're going to need about another 6, 7, 8 points, and I think we'll be all right, because I think 34 is probably going to be safe. I think 34 points this season is going to be the new 40 points. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think teams... It's just worrying when you see Burnley and Watford win, which is the worrying thing. But to finish off, you know, I've sort of commented the hosting duties of the Blue Room tonight.
Done a good job, mate.
Which I'm all happy with, do you know what I mean? As I say, like, I'm sitting here with my bottle of red wine in the Matlatis lounge. I'll sort of take that, do you know what I mean? But listen, to finish off with, comment from each... We're going to be all right. I think we're going to be all right. But, you know, from today's performance alone, how do you see things going? Is it going to be a case of... Because to me, personally, I thought the first half was okay. I just thought we didn't do enough. And then I thought a couple of mistakes second half cost us. We're looking at them fixtures ahead. We're looking at them home games ahead. I personally think we'll be all right. But it's not something to be sniffed at, this relegation threat. To finish up, you know, a comment each from you, Dave, and then from you, Les. Mm. How do you see, you know, the next couple of games going? We've got Man City next, which I think we'll probably all agree that it's not going to be anything. If we get a point from it, that's going to be brilliant. But Spurs away, we can look to maybe get something in the home games further on there. Will this Everton team stay up?
I'm confident we'll stay up. I'm much more confident that we'll stay up if you go back to before that Leeds game. Because at the end of the day, we've seen what they can do at Goodison. We can see what we can all do as fans to help them at Goodison. I think that side of it is not going to be too much of an issue in how we set up and how we want our team to perform and how what Frank Lampard's going to set us up to do. Away games, you know, fair play to any Blue who gets a ticket to go away, because obviously they're hard to go by, because we have a magnificent away following for our football club. And, you know, if you're still sticking through it through thick and thin, fair play to you if you're the one that's travelling all over the place. The ones who are going to travel down to Watford, the ones who are going to travel down to Spurs. You know, I'm not looking to after March, to be honest with you, this fixture list. West Ham away at the start of April, Man United at home, Palace at home, it's the Derby, and then it's Chelsea at home. Then we finish away at Leicester, home to Brentford, Arsenal. And that Brentford game there, 15th of May, Brentford game before the end of the season away at Arsenal. Can you imagine if that's like the six-pointer, the one that either
if we need to win, die? Up, yeah.
It's hard to... I really hope we're not in that situation, maybe, because I don't think I'm healthy enough to go to that. but yeah, I think we'll stay up. And I think, dare I say, I think we'll stay up comfortably in the end. But that was a bad sign to receive today. Hopefully, it's the wake-up call that you want it to be. When, yes, the City game, I'm not saying it's a free throw for us to try and get some points in there, but the problem is, and it's always been the case with City, we could play really, really well and still get battered by Man City. That's just that good. They're the world-class football team. They're the Premier League champions. I hope I'm saying that again this time of the year as well. But I don't want that anything to do with Everton. You know, you'll see it all week long. You'll see it on social media. People will start banging on saying, oh, yeah, the Blues definitely want to get beat because they don't want Liverpool anywhere near winning the league. To be fair, I don't give a shit about who wins the Premier League. I give more of a shit about my club playing in the Premier League and not Championship.
As long as we're safe, I don't care who wins.
Exactly, exactly.
But not win it, you know what I mean? That's like, sorry, I'm gonna admit on Blue Room Live sort of thing. I'd sooner I get more joy out of them getting beat than Everton winning. I'm gonna say that.
It's a toss up for me, honestly.
But Les, listen, you know.
Come on now, no, listen, lads. Hang on. Before you carry on with that, though.
Go on, Dave.
If we need Liverpool to do us a favour as they did today,
right? I'm not.
I'll walk.
Want to think about this position, Dave? I really don't.
But if Liverpool, the team that keep us up, right? Say they get a result for us towards the end of the season.
Dave.
I'll walk into Goodison with the Liverpool top on me, mate. I care about us far more than what they do. I don't care.
Right, there you go. Everyone is listening now. You've heard it. If we stay up because them bastards across the park have kept us up, Dave Downey's going to wear the Liverpool shirt.
Oh, mate. You know what? You were doing so well as the host. You were doing so well as the host.
He said it.
You know what, though? That's the only situation where I could actively want Liverpool to win if it directly meant we stayed up. But
today was one of them, Les. Today was one of them.
It was, but I still want some to get beat because Norwich is well down. But anyway, just a quick one on today's game. The referee was shit as well.
Yeah.
Everton were rubbish, but the referee...
The referee was great.
And he bottled that early decision with the penalty. It might not have changed the game. It might not have done... I've got a Southampton fan trying to check me because Warren's in the Southampton lounge.
Rubbish. I don't understand. What are you on about?
Do you know what? Like, I've got a Southampton fan sitting next to me. So look, let's leave it at this. Do you know what? We're going to leave it at the fact that, you know, it's been a tough day. It's been a tough day being an Evertonian. But listen, we've got games coming up which we could easily win. I've thoroughly enjoyed, I'll be honest with you, I've thoroughly enjoyed presenting and hosting the post-match tonight. So, Hopefully, fingers crossed, people tune in and, you know, get across the mailbag and all that and subsequently and everything else. But listen, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Les, for joining us post-match tonight. Hopefully, we need to find some form quickly, don't we? Because we need to get out of this relegation mire that we're in. But we'll see. We'll see how we go on going forward. We've got Bournemouth Woods coming up in the Cup. We've got City coming up in the league. We've got to somehow get some form, but there we are. So we leave you there going from Southampton to Everton 0 today, which was very poor result, very poor performance. But fingers crossed, we will see a future performance. Join us again on the Blue Room, where you will hear hopefully not much more of me, because this has been a shit show of me presenting.
Warren, you were so good to the point where you just don't know where to end it, do you?
I'm going to try and smooth things over for you. Everton were well beaten, but I thought the referee was shite. The two
there we go.
We'll end the referee can be rubbish.
Comments.
And everyone will
Listen to us again soon on the Blue Room. Thank you very much for your comments, your subscriptions. Get in touch. Get in touch with us on YouTube via at the Blue Room. We'd be lovely to get in touch with you. And, you know, don't let the toffees ruin your weekend. Take care. God bless and all the best.
15th and winning the cup up the toffees.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sports Social Podcast Network.